You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of December 13th, 2019, welcome into tomorrow. Yes, the weekend of Friday the 13th. But we only have good luck for you all as it relates to consumer technology. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
In the control room, Erasmo, who's going to be coming with us to Lost Wages, Nevada this January.
That I'm sure will be edited out of the program when it makes it to air.
No, he won't edit that out because he's going to bring his lovely wife, Vicky, and tell everybody on Radio 105 in Italy all about the cool new products we're going to see. So that's going to be fun. And let's see, Horatio. Now, see, I will fly him from New York to Lost Wages if he'll tell me, IDH, tell me you're in. You're going to take a couple of days off. You're going to join us there at that big cesspool and in Vegas. Isn't that what CES is? CES?
No, we just like to think of it as the U.S. version of IFA.
Yeah, that's true. Brought to you by IFA, by the way. And I don't know why I smile from ear to ear when I say that, but I think that's terrific. And we're glad that you've joined us. We always use the Friday dates on the show when we tell you about the weekend, in this case, Friday, December 13th. Because if you want to come back and hear your call, perhaps you want to read the show notes, get some additional information, see some pictures that we often post. That's what H and his team work on regularly as well. Then you know what show to come back to. In this case, when you visit intotomorrow.com, you look for the show for the weekend of December 13th. And Viola, there it all is. Some tech news and commentary before we get to Petro in Atlanta and a whole bunch of other people that we're hopefully helping to solve their digital dilemmas.
So I've always been a big fan of Star Trek. The show, the Star Trek The Next Generation, was on the air from the late 80s to the mid-90s. So I've been rewatching episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation on Netflix, even though...
Because you have nothing else to do.
Apparently. Right. Even though I've already seen every episode of every season about five times by now.
Oh, God.
But several years ago, the entire series, all seven seasons, were remastered and released on Blu-ray. Now, this is the version that they're playing on Netflix. It's high def. It's still 4:3 aspect ratio, but since the show was originally shot on film, they were able to upgrade that to at least high def definition.
That would drive me nuts. 4:3 instead of the widescreen?
Yeah, you don't notice it after a while.
Yeah, after about the fourth or fifth episode, I guess you get used to the black bars on the right and left.
Yeah. But since it was upgraded to high def, many of the effects had to be redone, and they look amazing in high def. However, there are several things that are now noticeable with that higher definition. For instance, in one particular episode of the sixth season that I was watching, Commander Riker is sitting at the nav panel on the bridge, and we notice that apparently, even in the 24th century, Starfleet is still using Phillips head screws in their equipment.
Not liquid nail or super glue or
right.
Phillips head screws.
Which apparently was, you know, the set being put together. When back in the 80s, there wasn't high-def TV. You're not concerned with seeing a black Phillips head screw on a black screen. But now upgraded to high-def, you can see that very clearly, as if they didn't even try to hide it at all.
Imagine if they could ever go to 4K or 8K at some point.
Wow. That's the thing. It kind of makes you wonder that when we finally make it to like 32K television, we'll probably be noticing some of the same things in today's programs.
Oh, good point. that you wouldn't otherwise have seen. Because you hear that all the time in production. We'll fix it in post, or our director or somebody will say, oh, it won't show anyway. Don't worry about it. Just keep going, whatever. Okay. Well, they never thought of that shooting Star Trek.
That now, I'm sure, is going to change the way things are shot, because now you've got to start thinking about how many Ks are there going to be in the future?
How many Ks? FBI is warning that unsecured digital devices, which are proliferating as Internet of Things technology become more widespread, can be used by hackers, quote, to do a virtual drive-by of your digital life. Homeowners should consider running separate networks, the FBI is saying, for smart TVs and smart home appliances, even like refrigerators, while keeping sensitive personal information, such as that on a laptop, on another network, so that you have a very secure network. Well, they both should be secure if you're going to run two, but that you have a lot more control over your networks, because you don't want people to do virtual drive-bys of your digital life. And while we don't scare people or try to do anything other than offer advice and help you out with your consumer tech, something there that I thought you should be aware of, since the FBI is actually issuing warnings about making sure that you secure your digital devices. And we have so many these days. You don't think about them all. It's like, well, my phone, my computer, okay. Yeah, but what about your, air quotes, smart assistant and things like that? What about your refrigerator now? What about your smart TVs? How smart are they? And can they be hacked? And shouldn't you be able to protect them as best you can? Just something else to think about as we head further into tomorrow.
Apple started selling its newest Mac Pro this week, a computer described by the tech giant as, quote, extreme in every way.
Now including its cost, of course.
Including its cost of $52,599.
Whoa, wait a minute. Rossmo, you in line for that one? $52,000. Wow. Yeah,
now, to put that in perspective, a decked-out Mac Pro costs about 56% above the median annual U.S. income. Last year, the typical U.S. individual earned about $33,700. Now, the Apple Mac Pro isn't aimed at the typical American, however. The tech giant says that the machine is created to let a wide range of professionals push the limits of what's possible. Basically, the Mac Pro, they say, is geared towards professionals like coders and game designers who need extra computer power and top-of-the-line graphics.
And money's no object.
Yeah.
$52,000.
$52,599.
Well, don't forget that part, because they don't discount anything ever.
Yeah.
So you're going to be paying $53,000, basically, $52,500, whatever. Holy moly. But you know what? They're going to sell several.
Well, yeah, and I'll have another story later about another one of their top-of-the-line, top-of-the-priced items as well.
Great. While we're talking about Apple, their activation lock security feature, intended to ensure that lost or stolen iPhones cannot be used, is now inadvertently leading to thousands of devices per month being tossed, scrapped altogether, rather than refurbished. Device owners can disable the feature, which you should do if you're trading it in or selling it or giving it to someone else because they don't have one and they need a smartphone. You're getting something better. Disable that feature so that they can enable it if necessary, because now it's active on MacBooks as well. Erase all your content and settings, but make sure that it can be used, because you don't want these things ending up in landfills and just useless to someone else. Now, if someone steals it, absolutely, make the device useless to them. But if you're passing it down or trading it in, and a lot of stores are not asking about that. They're just taking your trade-in. Does it power up? Does it look good? The screen's not cracked. Okay, here's some trade-in value on a new phone. They need to start also saying, hey, but make sure it can be used, rather than just scrapped or refurbished altogether. So the activation lock security feature, disable it and delete all your personal content and so forth. Just put it back to factory settings and make sure that that's disabled.
Yeah, that's something I've had to do whenever I've traded in my iPhones, whether it was with T-Mobile or AT&T. I've had to, in front of them, turn off the Find My iPhone feature and then hand it back to them and verify that it's been turned off, because I've read about so many iPhones that have had to just be trashed because they were traded in, but then nobody could ever unlock them.
Yeah, and that's a lot of trade-in value good you get there. I mean, you as the person buying a new phone or upgrading, great, good for you if they didn't smack you with, you know, oh, wait a minute, we're taking that back. It's useless. But it's of no value to anybody. They can crack it open, maybe take the battery or some of the pieces, but that's not the point. They want to actually sell the phone as a used phone and use it that way. So just give that a little bit of thought. And with, again, stressing, all your personal content and files are off of it, and you'll be fine.
So they say cheaters never win. And one woman is now having the last laugh after discovering that her former boyfriend was unfaithful when his physical activity levels mysteriously spiked on his Fitbit device.
Wait, and she was notified? It's like, wait, he's not at the gym. Why are his physical activity levels spiking?
Yeah. Last week, NFL Network reporter Jane Slater replied to a fellow correspondent's tweet about the Peloton bike and the brand's recent controversial holiday ad by sharing this story. She says, "An ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up, motivated each other. Didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking on the app." She then tweeted, "Spoiler alert, he was not enrolled in an Orange Theory class at 4 a.m.
Maybe he was just out walking the dog or something.
Right.
Running with the dog. Well, he was with a dog anyway.
So I'm sure that after hearing this story, so many women are going to go out and buy their guys Fitbits for Christmas.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're probably glued to their arm.
Yes. What? No, I'm not keeping track of you at all or your activity. I just want you to be healthy. And, of course, you talk about the Peloton stationary bike ad that got people's fingers moving on their keyboards on social media. The hullabaloo over that ad chronicles a woman's journey with her new Peloton bike. It's affecting the company's stock, which dropped 10.5% from its closing price last week. It's also causing a rift on Twitter as unhappy people are accusing the company, give me a break, of being insensitive to relationship dynamics and body image perceptions. Pretty ironic outcome, I think, for an ad that was titled "The Gift That Gives Back." And I think it's nonsense, frankly. More people searched for Peloton last week, by the way, than they did for impeachment.
Wow.
Which was the big news in terms of overall news. But more people searched for that bike, which is, in that sense, great for Peloton. But think about it. I think, what a stupid thing to complain about. You know, it didn't look like, to me, in that ad, which I watched a couple of times, that the guy was saying, "Here, honey, you're fat. You need this," you know, as the gift. She was all excited about it. She, you know, and in the ad, if you haven't seen it, she's basically chronicling her results on social media and all excited about, you know, losing weight or just getting more in shape and so forth. And at the very end, even suggests the husband try it because he's a fat slob sitting on the couch. I don't know, but it was like, why all the controversy? It's like you can't do anything anymore without a political correctness nonsense. I mean, I'm so over the PC crap.
But what I loved most, and it's, I think this is the most brilliant thing ever, is I forget the name of the gin, but Ryan Reynolds apparently owns a gin company.
Oh, yes.
And they apparently hired the same actress for their commercial, and they don't mention Peloton at all, but they show her sitting at a bar with three of her friends, and they're basically telling her, "You're safe here. We don't judge you." And then they toast to new beginnings.
Yes. And leave it to Ryan Reynolds. I mean, love that guy in terms of an actor and, you know, Deadpool, the whole bit. I'll watch any of his stuff because that's some really clever marketing for his gin company. And I don't know how that all came about, but he owns a gin company. I guess he likes gin, right? So buy the company. And then said, "Hey, we'll take the Peloton girl from that ad and we'll just have her do an ad with us." Because why not? She's in great shape now. So I guess it kind of worked out for them. So, Petro in Atlanta, Georgia, listens to the free, yes, you can get them too, free Into Tomorrow podcast. Say there.
Hello, Dave. I'm hearing that there's going to be a new television standard in the United States, the over-the-air antenna system, which some people call OTA, and they're calling this ATSC 3.0. What do you know about it? Tell us more. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, Petro, you're probably going to see it branded as Next Gen TV, which ironically seems like a name that would have sounded modern 15 years ago, but just sounds kind of corny now, if you ask me. ATSC 3.0 is mostly just an update to get TV back in line with modern technology. Now, there are tens of standards involved, but for example, ATSC 3.0 does include upgrades. upgrades to allow TV signals to deliver 4K HDR content, better audio quality, and more on-screen data that a lot of people want.
And the funniest thing is, there never really was an ATSC 2.0. We're still using 1.0. They apparently had standards in place for ATSC 2.0, but they were outdated before they were even implemented.
I know. So you think maybe they don't take as long to get 3.0 out, hopefully.
Yeah. Now, that's all positive. The negative side is that it's assumed that a more data-centric, more modern TV standard would probably lead to targeted advertising, which means that those annoying ads that follow you probably will follow you on your TV as well.
Oh, no question.
Now, the truth is that it's already a thing with smart TVs, so you may not notice the change, but it's a less than great feature that will probably come with the new standard.
Yeah, now don't expect to be forced to transition right away either. The FCC is forcing broadcast stations to deliver comparable ATSC 1.0 content for the first 5 years, even if they switch to ATSC 3.0. And they've got to get authorization before they can shut down the ATSC 1.0 broadcasts. So again, we're talking about minimum 5 years from now, very likely more like 8 or 9.
Yeah, but still, get ready for someone to try to sell you a next-gen TV set relatively soon. Whether there will be an interest in them or not is yet to be seen, since some companies are already selling TVs without tuners for people like me who just stream and don't bother with cable or broadcast TV.
Yeah, that's a good point. There are a lot of monitors, if you will. They're not really TVs because a TV in and of itself has a tuner in it. But some without tuners, why? Everybody's got all their smart devices, Fire Sticks and Chromecasts and Rokus and all the various and sundry other things, that you can save a lot of money if you don't have to put a tuner into the TV as well. Or maybe you're in a real rural area where you don't get local TV broadcasts anyway. So that's something to think about. Let us know what you think. Petro, I hope we answered your question. Don't worry, especially if you're looking at buying a new TV this holiday season. Go for it. And don't wait for next-gen TV. Or don't be suckered in like, you know, AT&T customers who think they have 5G when it's not. Things of that nature. Just say, okay, yep, get it. Look at the picture. Look at the quality of it overall. Look at the overall specs. Is it 4K? You want that ultra high def, because at least you're future proofing a little bit. Don't worry about buying an 8K set. Don't let people sell you that. No content to speak of available for that. Very little content for 4K even, unless you have Netflix or Disney Plus is doing some 4K and some of the other streamers. But don't worry about the next-gen TV quite yet. Intotomorrow.com for more, and where we would love to meet you anytime.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-413-7451. That's 800-413-7451. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-413-7451. 800-413-7451.
Hi, this is Ed Steele from Selkirk, Scotland in the United Kingdom, and I love listening to the Into Tomorrow podcast. I just want to wish all the listeners a very Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. Now back to Santa Dave and his elves in the Into Tomorrow workshop.
Well, thank you, Ed, from Scotland. You'd never know. I love it. We love our listeners all around the world, and we appreciate Ed and his holiday wishes as well, which reminds me that we, all of us, wish all of you the very merriest of Christmas, a joyous new year, happy holidays in general, and we want to hear those messages from you. Please consider downloading our free, brand new, updated Into Tomorrow app. Hold down the Message to Studio button, just like Ed did, and give us a holiday message. We're looking at 10 to 15 seconds. No big deal. Whatever's in your heart that you want to share with us. And we will then add some holiday music to it, like we did with Ed's from Scotland. And then we will play it on our air. Because why not? It's a fun thing to do. And along with our app, by the way, radio, tech news, videos, podcasts, it's all free, along with you submitting your holiday messages via the Into Tomorrow app. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our website at intotomorrow.com and on that aforementioned free Into Tomorrow app.
That aforementioned app that you can send us your 10 to 15 second holiday greeting.
Yes.
Don't worry about adding music. We'll do that. Because we'll pay the music licensing fees, so we use our library. Just send us your message. Whatever's in your heart, just tell us about it. When you call in, oh, and by the way, several of you that are sending holiday greetings using the Into Tomorrow app are also going to win prizes for doing that, because you're participating on the program that way. For example, what items do we have these days?
From Killer Concepts, we've got a couple of their Piggy Pro phone stands. These are razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any phone.
Oh, I saw a couple in the prize closet, pink ones even. So if you'd like a pink Piggy Pro phone stand, it's got a mirror in it, too.
I think they're rose gold.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. That's okay. Any normal person would say pink, but rose gold ones. All right. From RapidX, some X4 Home multipurpose USB charging stations are also oozing out of the prize closet to send to you.
From Puro Sound Labs, we've got wireless noise-canceling headphones for kids.
Oh, protect their hearing with the Puro Sound Labs wireless noise-canceling headphones. Got some of those. So if you've got younger kids, let us know. And again, no promises, no guarantees, but mention any of these items when you call in or when you send your holiday greeting via the app, and we'll do our best to get one of those things to you. From Micro Novelty, Tropo handheld battery-powered air pumps for your various inflatables.
It's perfect for around the holidays when you have family coming to sleep on blow-up beds in your house.
Oh, there you go. Or just throwing around hot air in general.
And from Brilliant, we've got some all-in-one smart home controls, single and double switch models.
Ooh, very cool. And you want to take advantage of any of these goodies and some others that we will throw in for good measure. But be sure to participate on the program anytime by either dialing the following toll-free number 24/7 from anywhere in North America.
800-899-4686. 800-899-INTO.
Or use the Into Tomorrow.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you missed the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the penalty deadline, have a baby, get married, or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now, and in just minutes, we will help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free, and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-332-1993 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993. 800-332-1993.
Hi, this is Vicky, Erasmus' wife. Auguri di buone feste e un sereno anno nuovo. Oops, I'm sorry, that's Italian. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Back to Dave.
Wearables are coming in every shape and application these days. Some are helpful, of course, some informative. Just imagine what they'll be able to learn about you. Where you're at, what you're doing, what you want, what you need, what shape you're not in. And, of course, we here at Into Tomorrow can help. If you've got any questions about wearables or anything involving consumer tech, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning Into Tomorrow, our 23rd year on the air, helping solve, hopefully, your digital dilemmas. If you've got any question, comment, concern about anything involving consumer tech, we want to hear from you. Maybe you have some further suggestions for other listeners. You want to help another listener. Some of our favorite calls certainly coming from our own listeners helping others. Perhaps you just want to share with us your favorite app these days. Whatever the case, We do want to hear from you. Please make a note of the following toll-free number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. It might be the old-fashioned way, but it works best. And I sort of hold your hand through the process. You need to call and see what I mean by that. Check us out at 800-899-INTO. Anytime, 24/7, you've got a question or comment or concern, 800-899-4686. Or you can use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. Either way, we want to hear you on the air. And then, of course, call in and win stuff is a good mantra to remember. Gazelle is a re-commerce company that buys and sells pre-owned consumer electronics. So that's everybody in our audience certainly has an interest in maybe selling some stuff, maybe buying some other stuff. The public relations manager for Eco ATM Gazelle is Chase Freeman. Chase, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you. What exactly, first of all, is Eco ATM Gazelle? Let our audience know a little bit about that, and then let's get into how you do what you do.
Great. So Eco ATM Gazelle provides consumers with two easy ways to trade in old tech. So Eco ATM, to start off, we have over 3,600 kiosks, so it's an in-person experience across 48 states. And you'll just go to your local shopping mall that we're located in, or say your local grocery store like Kroger or Walmart, and within about 8 to 10 minutes at the kiosk, you're able to trade in your device. We will ask you some questions about it, of course, manufacturer, memory capacity, all those good things. And once our machine vision technology inspects the phone, we will give you a trade-in value. From there, you are able to accept it and get paid on the spot for cash. So it's very convenient. You don't have to wait. But then for consumers who do prefer the flip side, we offer Gazelle, which is where we send you the box. You go through the transaction online to get your trade-in value, and then you will send us that device to our processing facility, which is located in Louisville, Kentucky. And from there, we will inspect the device, confirm that it's the same condition you said, and then you get paid via check, PayPal, or Amazon gift card. So okay. We kind of offer consumers two ways, depending on the payment method they prefer and just the experience.
So, Chase, I'm either envisioning a really large kiosk or somewhat limited size of consumer electronics that we're wanting to trade in.
So our kiosk is a pretty good size. You know, it's able to accept a large catalog of phones. So you could come in and bring in even that really old phone, like that old flip phone that you no longer use, but say you just want to recycle it.
Yeah.
That's the other great thing about Eco ATM is that we can also recycle it responsibly for you.
Now, is it limited to just phones or tablets and things like that? Or can I turn in an old stereo system if it'll fit? Or if not,
great question.
Because we talk about pre-owned consumer electronics, so it sounds like more than just phones.
Yeah, so a little bit of yes and no. So on the Eco ATM side, any phone. So it could be anything from a smartphone to those old, like I was saying, flip phones, those old Nokia phones,
right.
And then also iPads. So, those type of products. And then on the Gazelle side, we do offer the capability to trade in your old MacBook, your old iMac. So it is a larger catalog if you do have those types of computers,
okay.
As well as, again, Surface tablets, iPads. So Gazelle, we would accept that. And then on the Eco ATM side, it's a little more focused on any type of phone. So it could be really old all the way up to the newest devices currently on the market.
Gotcha. So you're not looking for turntables or stereo systems or speakers or things of that nature, but phones,
no.
Tablets, even laptops, it sounds like, are acceptable.
MP3 players.
Oh, okay, yeah, very true.
Those really old ones, yeah.
I was going to say, are they still around? But yeah, they are, because a lot of people use them.
We see them come in.
Yeah, we
see them recycled. I think it's when people are moving. It's often like, I forgot I had this. Let me go recycle it.
Sure. Or if they can make a couple of bucks on it, then why not, right? I mean, you say that the kiosk even has cameras that will sort of check it out to make sure that it's not a cracked screen or whatever and give you an estimate as to its value right then?
Yep. So our technology is able to analyze everything from scratches to water damage to ensuring that, if you did you use the screen protector, did it leave any scratches to the internal components. So that's all done through our robotic technology. And so the kiosk is quite advanced and is able to do that in less than 10 minutes. So it's
cool.
pretty cool.
Yeah, and obviously you're working hard to get them in many stores across the country. I mean, do you have a pretty good footprint now of the kiosks that are available, the Eco ATM kiosks?
Yeah, so it's quite a large footprint. We've been operating for 10 years, and we are now at nearly 3,700 kiosks in 48 states. We actually just launched even in Alaska. So that's our latest entrance.
Well, that's good. We have two affiliates in Alaska, so they're all hearing about it now as well. So, and of course, when you visit the website, EcoATM, ECOATM.com, right there it's find a kiosk. So if you just want to see if there's one near you, tell me about that process. How does that particular process work in this kiosk environment?
Yeah, so if you wanted to get an estimate before you come in, like you just said, Dave, you could do that on our website, and you could go through and kind of get an estimate, because, of course, the most accurate price you're going to get is if you visit a kiosk local to your area. But you could go on and say, let's just use an example. Let's say I have an iPhone 8, and I want to go on and get a range for that. So you would go to ecoatm.com, and then what you could do is go to where it says devices, and there's a drop-down that says price your device. From there, you'll just answer a few questions. So you'll click, in this case, Apple iPhones, and from there, pick the model. So I think I said iPhone 8, and you'll get a range. So what that will do is give you a range so you kind of know, heading into your local kiosk, how much you could get. And you can also do that through our app. So we have an EcoATM app as well, if you prefer to use something on your mobile phone rather than the website.
Yeah, because maybe you're like a lot of people and you've got a collection of these older phones. So the app makes more sense. You can start putting in all kinds of tablets and phones and laptops and whatnot. And I do think that a lot of people seem to like the idea, not only decluttering their home, but the idea of instant cash for some of these used devices.
Absolutely. We see that a lot with our consumers. You know, the fact that we are the only of our kind in the United States where you can come conveniently trade in your phone where you're already doing your weekly shopping. So let's say that's at your local Kroger grocery store, for example, and it's not really taking you to some area you don't normally go to. You're already there. You're doing your weekly shopping. You can trade in that old phone, maybe a phone that you're trading in because you're going to purchase a new one, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's quite convenient, and I think consumers really, really like the ease of use as well.
Now, do you then also sell these reconditioned phones to folks, or new phones for that matter? At what point can they choose either cash or, no, I want to upgrade, so can I just get another phone from you guys?
So, great question. The answer to that is they would get paid the cash. So, say they want to buy another phone, we do offer that, but you would trade in your device through EcoATM or Gazelle. You would receive your funds either through cash or the three options on Gazelle. And then from there, you could purchase. We sell certified pre-owned devices through Gazelle.com. So that's the third side of the company. Okay. And through there, through our store online, you could purchase. So say, for example, let's just use that iPhone 8 again. You traded in your iPhone 8. Say you want an iPhone 10 or 10S, for example. You could go to our site, purchase that certified pre-owned in, let's say, excellent condition for a fraction of the cost of retail. So that's a unique thing that we offer, is that you can even upgrade through us. Once you receive your payment, you can then go and purchase through our store.
Very good. And that's very handy as well, and might as well do it all at once. And you know what you're getting and what you're providing. Now, the other end of that spectrum, too, you kind of touched on, is the ability to just recycle. I mean, we're going to probably bring an older phone that the kiosk robotically is going to determine that there really is no value. And then is there an option? Do you want me to just keep it and recycle it, or do you want it back, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we encourage consumers to come in and recycle. Many will say, well, why would I bring it in? And the cold, hard truth to that is that any old device, even if it's worth $0, if you threw that into, just say, a trash can, then that consequently ends up in a landfill, there are harmful chemicals and toxins in a phone, such as mercury, arsenic, lead, cadmium. So if that ends up in the environment, that's going to hurt all of us living on this planet. So that's why we try to encourage consumers and educate them that come and bring it to an EcoATM kiosk, recycle it, and we work with what is called R2 certified facilities, and they are certified to take apart those devices and recycle them properly so those harmful chemicals, like I named, don't leach into the environment.
And that's good, certainly. Now, what percentage of those things, because I hear some of my audience in my head right now saying, oh, okay, so basically I've got some older stuff, I'm not going to expect any money, but at least I can recycle them properly. Do you do a lot of that, or is it by far more paying for older devices that you can then refurbish?
So it's quite a mix. One stat that we always share is, to date, we've diverted over 21 million devices from landfills, so in the past 10 years, through EcoATM and Gazelle. Now, with that said, obviously there's a mix. Some are truly recycled with those R2-certified facilities, but first and foremost, what we like to do is we like to give every device as much life as it can. So say you're a consumer who trades in every 12 to 18 months. Your phone could have years of life left in it for other consumers who don't mind. Let's use that iPhone 8 again, right? That iPhone 8 could feel brand new to someone, whereas someone else could say, no, I want the iPhone XS, the newest one. Mm-hmm. So we first and foremost like to give the most life, whether that's first, second, third, fourth life. Then on the other end, if it truly is at the end of its life, we're going to responsibly recycle it with those R2-certified facilities, or further, we work with wholesalers internationally, so we could just be working to sell some of the parts that are still working. Maybe the phone itself mm-hmm. isn't working anymore, but we can even find life for the parts within the phone. So that 21 million devices, there's a lot of additional life that goes into it, and then, of course, there are devices truly being recycled. So it's quite interesting because we're at the core of what we do is really finding additional life and also protecting the planet.
And that iPhone 8's getting a lot of mileage.
Now, exactly.
Let's do you provide any help in our last remaining here minute or so for consumers that are saying, okay, great, I'm going to turn in my existing phone because it is an older one and do an upgrade or what have you, but how do I get my data off of it? Does the robotic kiosk help in that manner, or do you kind of have to pre-plan this accordingly, and what can you do to help them?
Yeah, so what we encourage all consumers to do is you want to restore that phone to factory settings. We always say this before you visit the kiosk or before you use Gazelle. What you're going to want to do is, depending on what you have, so let's say you have an Apple iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy, for example, you want to go in, erase your device, reset it to factory settings, but before you do so, complete that backup of your data via, let's say, use iCloud or a Google account. So you want to do that and make sure you have a full backup on that current day, and then visit our kiosk to trade in the device, because the kiosk will recognize if you haven't reset the phone to factory settings. And but we try to encourage consumers to do that beforehand so they are ready to go and it's as efficient as possible when they arrive at the kiosk.
Good. And all that info is available for you at ecoatm.com, ecoatm.com. We'll link you there, too, when you visit intotomorrow.com. One last quick question, Chase. I'm noticing on your site, as a former police officer, I picked up on law enforcement. It was like, oh, what was this about? It says EcoATM is one of the worst places for a thief to bring a stolen phone. Why is that?
Absolutely. You read it right. Because if we flag any phone, so the IMEI on the phone, if we flag it as this phone has been stolen, because that's one thing the kiosk does, and on the Gazelle side, we are able to work with law enforcement to return that phone to its rightful owner. Happens very few and far between, but when it does, we have a team dedicated here, our law enforcement team, to ensure all phones that are traded in are from their rightful owner.
Chase Freeman, PR manager with EcoATM Gazelle, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll catch up with you again soon. Good stuff. ECOATM.com. Turn in those old phones and tablets and even laptops at various facilities, several of them nearby you. Thanks for joining us, Chase.
Thanks, Dave.
We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I am Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Ho, ho, ho.
ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone on Into Tomorrow, your great station for technology. Make all of your days merry and bright.
Well, thank you, Joe. Joe in Gladewater, Texas, with a holiday greeting. And you, too, can do what Joe did. Just send us your own verbiage, 10 to 15 seconds, if you will, and we'll add some Christmas and holiday festive music and play it on the air. And you, too, can be on Into Tomorrow with your holiday greeting. Maybe even win a prize for doing it. It really is that easy. And we would love to hear your voice on our air.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History this week of technology-related stuff.
This week in 1903, the first successful powered airplane flight took place near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Yeah.
First Orville, then Wilbur Wright kept their invention flying. Each flight lasted just under 1 minute. That didn't get very far, though.
No, it didn't get very far, no.
Now, although they were the...
No. I don't think they used foghorns. No. Maybe there was fog.
Maybe. Although they were not the first to build experimental aircraft, the Wright brothers were the first to invent aircraft controls that made fixed-wing powered flight possible.
What goes up?
Yeah, and are credited with giving... hopefully you don't want to... Well, come down controlled.
But, yes, not, didn't know. Fall down. It went up, yes. And it came down.
But Wright brothers obviously are credited with giving birth to the aviation industry.
Well, they should be.
In 1938 this week, Vladimir Zworykin of Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, patented the iconoscope television system. This was the first fully electronic system to replace the older mechanical systems that used spinning discs to capture light from a very bright spot.
Oh, yes.
Different spot. In 1951 this week, EBR-1, or Experimental Breeder Reactor 1, ushered in a new era in nuclear history when it became the first reactor to generate usable amounts of electricity from nuclear energy.
Nerd alert!
I am a nerd. It accomplished this feat by lighting 4 light bulbs at the National Reactor Testing Station in Arco, Idaho. And this week in 2009, Boeing's 787 Dreamliner, their most fuel-efficient airliner, made its maiden flight from Seattle, Washington. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And if you want more info on Chris's This Week in Tech History segments, be sure to watch the videos at intotomorrow.com, where he shows you a lot of this stuff, because he was there back in the 1800s videotaping this stuff. At intotomorrow.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
To you from Santa's workshop. Yeah, I wish. Hi everyone, it's Cameron. From all of us at Into Tomorrow, that you give and get lots and lots of consumer tech gifts. And I'd like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now back to my favorite elves, my granddad Dave and my dad Chris.
Wow. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Cameron. Everybody says more of Cameron. Well, we also want to make room for more of our listeners to send their holiday greetings, so we hope you do that. But of course, we got to love Cam, and man, how he's come far. I was going to say in 7 years, but he's quick to correct me. 7.5 now, but wishing you happy holidays as well. From all of us at Into Tomorrow, to all of you, delighted to do that. Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter?
I do.
Well, if you didn't, how would you get it?
I would stop by intotomorrow.com, and when the box pops up, I'd put my email address in there.
Oh, and then there's some tech news, I'm presuming. Some thoughts, maybe what's on the show this week, etc. It's only once a week. It's free. We don't spam you. We don't share your email address with anyone. But we do give you, like, Beth's tech tip.
Yep. Sending holiday greetings has never been easier, thanks to your tech. The most popular greetings during the holidays have always been cards. But nowadays, many are opting for electronic cards.
Oh, yes. And the best tech products of 2019. Our friends at PC Mag present their annual collection of the finest products to pass through their lab doors this past year. And we highlight their story in this week's Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter. I do trust that you get it. If not, intotomorrow.com, just your email address there.